Farmers are becoming a rare breed. According to a 2012 U.S. Department of Agriculture census, the number of farms in Illinois has decreased by nearly 24% in the last 30 years. But for some, like Kathy Capel, owner of Seven Sisters Farm in Sydney, the joy of working in nature draws them to farming.
Being in the country, having a lot of space, being outside all the time, not doing the classic secretary stuff, it just really appealed to me to work outside.
For others, like Peggy Steerwalt of Greybird Farm in Tolono, it's the feeling of giving back to the community. She says that people enjoy coming to her farm to buy fresh eggs.
We see the same people coming time and time again to pick up eggs. We hear back from them how wonderful the eggs were, and you just can't find eggs like this anymore. I think being part of our community in a different way is one of the biggest advantages that I've seen to this venture that we've taken on.
Tara Brockman founded the Land Connection in 2001 and says she enjoys training new farmers and making fresh food more accessible to the community.
When you grow up on a farm and you know what good food tastes like, it's a taste memory that you sort of never forget. You always want to get back to it somehow. I also knew that my grandparents had a good life and that they could feel pride and independence with being self-sufficient, and that's a good feeling. It seemed like that was something I wanted to be involved with.
But why has farming seen such a decline in popularity over the last few decades? In the 21st century, when technology reigns supreme, many people might not consider farming a respectable career. Diane Moore, who runs the 100-acre Moore Family Farm in Watseka, Illinois, emphasizes that farming is hard work.
I may not have a large customer base. I may not be the richest. We live in a mobile home. My house is on wheels. We've put our money into the soil. We put our money into our livestock. And we put our money into our kids' education. The things that will last forever. I'm not dollar rich, but we eat well.
Shay Balehi, the owner of Airluminous Farm outside Urbana, enjoys the optimism and perseverance that is required to farm.
I can't remember who the quote is from. The farmer is the ultimate optimist because next year is always going to be better. You always have a plan for what you're going to do different next year, that things are going to be so much better. It's a challenge. I like the challenge of perseverance to get through anything and still be successful.
Ultimately, for many, farming is a labor of love. I'm Eleanor Spolin.